Hey, kiddo. How was the hill? Did you learn anything?
Yeah. That ripping pow induces spontaneous joy.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I offer free samples to look cool on the outside, but here on the inside, I'm stressing over payroll for my new kombucha brewery.
Heyo, your voice of reason popping in to say that with QuickBooks, you can run payroll in as little as 5 minutes.
Did you say 5 minutes?
Sure did. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a train of thought to catch.
Wait, before you go.
Yes?
Tips on getting paid?
With QuickBooks, you can send your first invoice in 3 easy steps.
Now that's peace of mind.
New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. 5 minute time period based on medium time spent by payroll users. Profile must be set up prior to sending an invoice.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the season premiere of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this program, we have a recap of the 2022 WNBA draft. We have some of the highlights from what happened at the 2022 WNBA draft in New York City. This was the first draft that featured human interaction. This was the first one since 2019, so there was a lot of excitement in the Big Apple for the 2022 WNBA draft. Before we begin with the recap of the 2022 WNBA draft, our hearts and prayers are with Brittany Griner. Of course, for those of you that may not be familiar with the Brittany Griner situation, Brittany was arrested at an airport in Moscow, in Russia. The reason that Brittany was in Russia was because she plays ball when the WNBA season is over in Russia. Of course, a lot of WNBA players, they supplement their income by playing overseas, and Brittany is currently playing in a league in Russia. Long story short, Brittany's luggage was checked at customs, and they happened to find cannabis oil in her luggage, and as a result of that, she's been detained in a center or some type of prison in Russia. According to ESPN's Holly Rowe, she is in good spirits. She has been receiving mail and other correspondence, so she's doing well. However, there's no timetable on when she'll be able to return to the United States from Russia. However, the good news is that the Phoenix Mercury has already committed to paying her a full year's salary, and there's also changes being made in terms of if Brittany's not able to return for the start of the season or this upcoming season, changes will be made and may have to add another extra roster spot for the Phoenix Mercury. So long story short, Brittany Griner remains in Russia after being arrested for a drug possession. She's in good spirits. The WNBA, along with United States Olympic basketball, along with working with politicians in Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., for a safe return. So that's the latest on Brittany, the situation dealing with Brittany Griner. All right, let's move along now to the 2022 WNBA draft. Of course, the Atlanta Dream had the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft. Of course, Atlanta pulled off a big trade with the Washington Mystics, and that's how the Dream was able to get the number one pick in this year's WNBA draft. And they selected a good one, Ryan Howard from Kentucky. Here's how it happened.
Well, you know what? We might as well get it to the commissioner, Kathy Engelbert, back at the podium with the number one pick of the 2022 WNBA draft.
With the first pick in the 2022 WNBA draft, the Atlanta Dream select Ryan Howard from the University of Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm shaking right now. A sigh of relief, this is a dream come true, and I'm glad, like, it's real. She made so many sacrifices for me. She always told me to believe in myself and just work for everything that I want, and it'll come true, and that's what I did. It's proven that I can, you know, face adversity and just fit in wherever I go. No matter where we moved, I always, you know, found the right place and, you know, found the right group of friends to fit in with.
All right, again, that audio is courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN. Again, the number one overall pick in the 2022 WNBA draft, Ryan Howard, being selected by the Atlanta Dream. Of course, she played all 4 years of her college basketball at the University of Kentucky. Here's some of her college highlights. She was a two-time first-team All-American. Also, she was a National Freshman of the Year in 2019, a two-time SEC Player of the Year. She was also three-time first-team All-SEC coaches teams from 2019 to 2021, and she was also made the SEC All-Defensive Team in 2020 and was the SEC Freshman of the Year in 2019. So again, Ryan, you heard in some of the audio, she was just overwhelmed and very excited to be drafted by the Atlanta Dream, being the number one overall pick, and she said she was going to try her hardest to make her family proud, and definitely she did. She made her family proud as a member of the University of Kentucky Wildcats, and she's made her family proud continuously being selected number one overall by the Atlanta Dream. Let's move along now to the number two overall pick in the WNBA draft, Nalissa Smith, representing Baylor University, was selected by the Indiana Fever. Here's how it happened.
With the second pick in the 2022 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Nalissa Smith, Baylor University.
Hey, man, I'm coming in hungry. I can't wait to come to this program and make a big difference. We still slept on. Let's get it. Man, my parents have done so much for me. They sacrificed literally everything. My brother, too. They sacrificed so much for me to get here today. I want to extend my game to the three, maybe get more consistent at the three, defend better. I'm going to be Nalissa Smith.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN. So Nalissa Smith played her college ball at Baylor University and was the number two overall pick selected by the Indiana Fever. Again, Nalissa, in the audio that you heard, she said that she's hungry and she's ready to do whatever it takes, and she thanks her parents for the sacrifice that they made for her, and rightfully so. And kudos to parents that are very involved in the lives of their children, and definitely you see it all paid off. The rewards paid off, and Nalissa had a great career in college. Of course, she played power forward for the Baylor Bears in Waco, Texas. She was a member of the NCAA Women's Championship team in 2019. Of course, she was the former head coach of the Baylor Bears. Now she is the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Kim Mulkey. So when it comes to tenacity and then when it comes to perseverance, Kim Mulkey definitely had some fantastic winning years during her time at Baylor University. So getting back to Nalissa Smith, Nalissa was a member of the 2019 NCAA Women's Championship team as a member of the Baylor Bears. She was also a Big 12 Player of the Year in 2021, a McDonald's All-American in 2018. She was also twice, she was a first-team All-Big 12 in 2020 and 2021. So just so many great accolades that she had during her time at Baylor. And, again, she's the number two overall pick in the 2022 WNBA draft. We move along now to the third overall pick in the draft. We had Shakira Austin. Of course, again, Atlanta and Washington, they switched picks in the draft. Atlanta had the number one, wind up getting the number one pick in the trade. Washington moved down to number three, and the Mystics selected Shakira Austin. Of course, Austin played her college ball at Ole Miss, and definitely, you know, the Mystics definitely looking to continue to add to their championship pedigree. The last time they won a championship was in 2019. So the Mystics, again on the board, selecting Shakira Austin. Here's how it happened.
With the third pick in the 2022 WNBA draft, the Washington Mystics select Shakira Austin from the University of Mississippi.
Listen, I'm gonna add that young, you know, vibe, that competitive energy, that versatile player that, you know, that whatever they need coming off the bench, starting regardless, you know, I'm just ready to work. Just bet on myself, you know. If you don't have confidence in yourself, you know, who can put confidence into you? So I just carry that with me every day, you know, I put the work in, and, you know, this is what happens. So, man, I know you're proud, Mom. Like, keep going, man.
All right, that audio again courtesy of ESPN and the WNBA, and Shakira Austin, a lot of confidence, and she played with a lot of confidence during her time at Ole Miss. Again, here's some of her career highlights during her time at Ole Miss. Again, she was a two-time first-team All-SEC, was a second-team All-Big Ten during her time at Maryland before she transferred to Ole Miss. And again, she made the Big Ten All-Defensive Team and All-Big Ten All-Freshman Team during her time at Maryland. But again, had a great career at Ole Miss. And, you know, again, she mentioned that she was coming home, and she's a native of Fredericksburg, Virginia, which is a part of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. And she's going to be playing with the team that is loaded with the Mystics, with the likes of Elena Deladon, who is expected to be in great shape this year. Of course, we know about the issues during the year of the pandemic, the WNBA with the wobble, of course, not playing due to continuing to have an injury, and then, of course, with the pre-existing condition as a result of the COVID. So she opted out during the wobble year, and then last year didn't play as much. So, but again, we are the Mystics, they're locked and loaded. They got Natasha Cloud coming back. So this is going to be good. This is going to be an interesting situation going forward for the Washington Mystics. And then they've added another great player to their roster in Shakira Austin. And let's move along now to the number fourth overall pick in the draft. The Indiana Fever wind up moving up in the draft. Again, this particular pick right here came from Los Angeles and Dallas. And so Indiana, Los Angeles, and Dallas, they all wind up doing a three-team trade, and that's how Indiana wound up moving up to the number four overall pick. So Emily Inkster was drafted by the Indiana Fever. She played for the Louisville Cardinals. And again, here's how it happened.
With the fourth pick in the 2022 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Emily Inkster, University of Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, I think defense is about passion, you know, and I think I bring that a lot in my game. And, you know, you're good at things you love to do, and I love to play defense, so I'm excited. Me and my sister are so close, and my brother, too, and I wouldn't be here without them. I'm getting a little emotional. I'm sorry. It's been a really long journey. So I love them, and they've always been there for me by being me, you know, and going to a team and doing anything I can to help them produce and get wins, you know, and being a great teammate.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of ESPN and WNBA, and definitely Emily, very emotional, a lot of emotions running high as she was selected by the Indiana Fever. Again, Inkster had a great career during her time at Louisville, only played one season there. She was a transfer from Syracuse, but during her time at Louisville, she was a first-team All-ACC, also all made the ACC All-Defensive Team. It was the ACC Coast Six Player of the Year. So Emily, again, giving much thanks to her family, particularly to her siblings, her sister and her brother, for always being there for her, helping her out, and, of course, the importance of getting her nutrition right and making sure she's in game shape. And now she showed she was in game shape for the one season that she had at Louisville, and definitely I know for a fact she's going to continue to maintain her conditioning as she now prepares for her career in the WNBA. So she's going into an interesting fold with the Fever in a rebuild, because now Tamika Catchings, and Tamika Catchings is currently in the front office for the Fever, and then you've got another rookie, which we'll talk about a little bit later, with Destiny Henderson, Michaela Kelly, but also you've got veterans on your team, Tiffany Mitchell, Kelsey Mitchell, and then also you've got Danielle Robinson. So Danielle had a big year last year, so we've got to remember that the Indiana has gone through a lot of changes. I said Tamika Catchings was on the team, but Tamika Catchings is no longer on the team now. However, she recently stepped down from her position as a vice president of basketball operations and being the general manager of the team. So Indiana's going through their changes right now, and they want to start from scratch. And so Emily Inkster, hopefully to continue to add on to that young talent, the future for the Indiana Fever. Let's move along now to the fifth overall pick in the WNBA draft, the 2022 draft, and that's Niara Sabali. Of course, her nationality is Germany. She was drafted by the New York Liberty, and, of course, she played her college ball at the University of Oregon. So, again, the last name, Sabali, her older sister, Satu, plays for the Dallas Wings and also played her college ball at Oregon. Here's how the pick happened.
With the fifth pick in the 2022 WNBA draft, the New York Liberty select Niara Sabali, University of Oregon.
It feels amazing. This has been a dream ever since I can remember. Sharing the court with Sato. Playing against her is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. It's a big time for my family, and I'm just glad that they get to be here with me, even if it's virtual. Just the people around me, I guess, my teammates, my family, my friends, just being there for me, assuring me that everything is going to be fine, and just the hard work I've put in. I knew giving up wasn't going to be an option, so just showing up every day and doing the work. Youngness, even though they're a pretty young team, but just like some versatility and my energy, I hope I can just contribute in any way they need me to contribute.
All right, the audio again courtesy of ESPN and the WNBA. So the New York Liberty select Niara Sabali as the fifth overall pick in the 2022 WNBA draft. So Niara had a lot of struggles during her time in Oregon, battling injuries and also coming off of the bench. And, you know, let's just say, you know, she had her struggles really for maybe the first couple of seasons during as a member of the Oregon Ducks, but she got it together. And in her junior year, she wound up being named to the All-Pac-12 team. Matter of fact, she made the All-Pac-12 team her sophomore and junior year. So freshman year was pretty rough for her, but her sophomore and junior year were solid enough for her to make the All-Pac-12 team. And this is an interesting fold because we saw what the New York Liberty did last year. Of course, we saw the emergence of Sabrina Ionescu. Also, we saw Michaela Onyanwere winning the Rookie of the Year. Also, we happened to see Betnijah Laney, a sixth woman of the year, Natasha Howard, and then with the addition of Stephanie Dolson, of course, a member of who played for last year's WNBA championship team, Chicago Sky. This is going to be big for the Liberty this year. This is going to be the year where they're going to jump over that hurdle. I really believe that. Also, you got Sammy Whitcomb in the mix as well. Dee Dee Richards is expected to come of age this year. So the big things are going to be popping for the New York Liberty this season. And of course, they added Niara Sabali as the fifth overall pick in the WNBA draft. Let's move along now to the remainder of the first round. Of course, the sixth overall pick belonged to the Indiana Fever. That was the trade from Dallas. So the Fever selected Lexi Hall from Stanford University. The seventh overall pick belonged to the Dallas Wings. That came through a four-team trade with Dallas, Chicago, a three-team trade with Chicago, Dallas, and Indiana. So Dallas had the seventh overall pick, and then they wound up selecting Veronica Burton from Northwestern University. The next pick was the eighth overall pick, and again, it belonged to the Las Vegas Aces. Las Vegas had did a trade with Minnesota, Phoenix, New York, and Seattle. So the Aces would select Maya Hollingshed from Colorado University. The ninth overall pick belonged to the Los Angeles Sparks, and of course, that was the trade that came from Seattle. And Los Angeles selected Ray Burrell from the University of Tennessee. The next overall pick was the 10th overall pick, belonging again to the Indiana Fever. And again, that trade came from the Minnesota Lynx. So Indiana had the 10th overall pick, and Queen Egbo from Baylor University was selected. The 11th overall pick belonged to the Las Vegas Aces, and Kirsten Bell was drafted by the Las Vegas Aces. Kirsten played her college ball at Florida Gulf Coast. I was watching the coverage on ESPN, and there's a nickname for Kirsten. She's known as Shebron. That's right, named after LeBron James. Her nickname is Shebron because, of course, she was a Miss Basketball. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but she was like a Miss Basketball in the state of Ohio, and she was like a three-time Women's National Player of the Year in high school in Ohio. I know she received a big award. So Kirsten caught my eye and a lot of people's attention during the women's NCAA tournament as a member of Florida Gulf Coast. And rounding out the first round of the 2022 WNBA draft was Nia Clouden, being drafted by the Connecticut Sun. Of course, Clouden played her college ball at Michigan State. So that concluded the first round of the WNBA draft. When we come back from the break, we'll recap the second round of the draft. It was exciting. It was some great names out there, some names I didn't really expect. But anyway, when we come back from the break, we'll recap the second round of the 2022 WNBA draft. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
I offer free samples to look cool on the outside, but here on the inside, I'm stressing over payroll for my new kombucha brewery.
Heyo, your voice of reason popping in to say that with QuickBooks, you can run payroll in as little as 5 minutes.
Did you say 5 minutes?
Sure did. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a train of thought to catch.
Wait, before you go.
Yes?
Tips on getting paid?
With QuickBooks, you can send your first invoice in 3 easy steps.
Now that's peace of mind.
New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. 5-minute time period based on medium time spent by payroll users. Profile must be set up prior to sending an invoice.
I offer free samples to look cool on the outside, but here on the inside, I'm stressing over payroll for my new kombucha brewery.
Heyo, your voice of reason popping in to say that with QuickBooks, you can run payroll in as little as 5 minutes.
Did you say 5 minutes?
Sure did. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a train of thought to catch.
Wait, before you go.
Yes?
Tips on getting paid?
With QuickBooks, you can send your first invoice in 3 easy steps.
Now that's peace of mind.
New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. 5-minute time period based on medium time spent by payroll users. Profile must be set up prior to sending an invoice.
Hey, kiddo. How was the hill? Did you learn anything?
Yeah. That ripping pow induces spontaneous joy.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com.
Hey, kiddo. How was the hill? Did you learn anything?
Yeah. That ripping pow induces spontaneous joy.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com.
Hey, kiddo, how was the hill? Did you learn anything?
Yeah, that ripping pow induces spontaneous joy.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com.
I offer free samples to look cool on the outside, but here on the inside, I'm stressing over payroll for my new kombucha brewery.
Heyo, your voice of reason popping in to say that with QuickBooks, you can run payroll in as little as 5 minutes.
Did you say 5 minutes?
Sure did. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a train of thought to catch.
Wait, before you go.
Yes?
Tips on getting paid?
With QuickBooks, you can send your first invoice in 3 easy steps.
Now that's peace of mind.
New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. 5-minute time period based on medium time spent by payroll users. Profile must be set up prior to sending an invoice.
I might lean back with my feet on the desk to look calm, but in my head I'm wondering, how do I deal with the business side of my new sneaker business?
Hey, it's me, your voice of reason, telling you to get QuickBooks.
Something's telling me I should get QuickBooks.
So you can get paid, run payroll, and know where your business stands from the start.
So I can get paid, run payroll, and know where my business stands from the start.
Now focus on your anniversary, which is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. QuickBooks payroll, QuickBooks payments, and QuickBooks online account required.
I might lean back with my feet on the desk to look calm, but in my head I'm wondering, how do I deal with the business side of my new sneaker business?
Hey, it's me, your voice of reason, telling you to get QuickBooks.
Something's telling me I should get QuickBooks.
So you can get paid, run payroll, and know where your business stands from the start.
So I can get paid, run payroll, and know where my business stands from the start.
Now focus on your anniversary, which is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. QuickBooks payroll, QuickBooks payments, and QuickBooks online account required.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
We'll be right back.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now let's recap the second round of the 2022 WNBA draft. Starting off in the second round, the Las Vegas Aces had the second round pick to start off, and number 13 was Kayla Poynter from LSU. The Las Vegas Aces, again, did a trade with the Minnesota Lynx and the Indiana Fever to secure the number 13 pick in the second round, and it belonged to Kayla Poynter. As the Las Vegas Aces drafted her, Poynter played her college ball at LSU. Of course, for those that may have not been familiar with her, she at LSU had a solid run in the NCAA tournament. Poynter came up big in the SEC tournament and, of course, in the win over Jackson State. And then they pulled it. It wasn't LSU just couldn't match with Ohio State, but Poynter was one of the few bright spots in that game despite losing to the Buckeyes. But nevertheless, Kayla completes a successful career at LSU, and so she's been drafted by the Las Vegas Aces. Next at number 14 was Kristen Williams. Of course, the Washington Mystics had drafted her. Of course, Washington did a trade with Atlanta, and the Mystics would draft Kristen Williams. Kristen played her college ball at UConn. At number 15, we had Naz Hillman out of the University of Michigan. Again, Los Angeles did a trade with Atlanta, and the Dream wind up selecting Naz as number 15 overall in the draft. And what a career, what a college career she had at Michigan. Naz handled her business being a part of the Wolverines. Here's the pick.
With the 15th pick in the 2022 WNBA draft, the Atlanta Dream select Naz Hillman, University of Michigan.
Yeah, I think a lot of what has to do with me averaging a double-double is my motor and my ability to really crash on the glasses and really do everything and anything that I can to help my teammates.
Yeah, she was also a rebounder. She was very feisty and aggressive, and I watched a little bit of film on her, so I was able to see that. And just that tenacity is what I bring to my game. That he's my best friend and one of the people that keeps me calm, sends me text messages to make sure I'm in the right headspace, and he's definitely one of my best friends. I'm going to do what I do best, and that's my motor, getting up and down the floor, grabbing rebounds, and doing the little things that I can to make sure that putting out something that you can't teach, and that's that energy and intensity.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of ESPN and WNBA, and Naz was just talking about what she's going to bring to the table as she begins her career in the WNBA as a member of the Atlanta Dream, and she talks about the tenacity and the feistiness that she's going to have. She also talked about the importance of her parents being in her life and how her parents had great athletic ability, and she talked about how they were able to push her to the limit and how to make sure that she would play and be at her best at all times. So again, in the second round, Naz Hillman was number 15, and she was drafted by the Atlanta Dream. Naz had a solid career at the University of Michigan. She was the Big Ten Player of the Year in 2021, a two-time first-team All-American in 2021 and 2022. Check this out, a four-time first-team All-Big Ten from 2019 to 2022. She was also an All-Big Ten defensive team in 2022 and the Big Ten Freshman of the Year in 2019 and the Big Ten Sixth Player of the Year in 2019. So she's going to be going to a great situation with the Atlanta Dream. Again, you know, the star power is right there with Ryan Howard. You know, and you've got Ari McDonald that's on the team as well. And let's not forget about a lot of changes that happened with the Dream. Of course, the situation that went down with Courtney Williams. Courtney is no longer on the team. Kennedy Carter was traded to the Los Angeles Sparks. So now you've got a nice future alongside Monique Billings, who's a solid rebounder who can get you points in the paint. Again, I mentioned about Ari McDonald, also Erica Wheeler in the mix as well. So big things are going to be happening with the Atlanta Dream as they continue their rebuild and moving forward. Let's continue with the rest of the second round. So Kiana Smith is at number 16. She was drafted by the Los Angeles Sparks, of course. The Sparks did a trade with Washington, so the Sparks drafted Kiana out of the University of Louisville. Number 17, Elisa Kunani was drafted by the Seattle Storm. Again, drafted, she was the Seattle had gotten the pick in a trade from New York. So Elisa was drafted at number 17. She played her college ball at North Carolina State. Coming in at number 18, representing Italy, is Lorela Kubaj. Again, Seattle drafted her. Seattle had back-to-back picks, And Lorella is at number 18. She was drafted by Seattle. She played her college ball at Georgia Tech. When you think of UConn basketball and Gino Auriemma, a lot of great talent. And at number 19, Olivia Nelson Oduda was drafted by the Los Angeles Sparks. Again, Los Angeles got that pick in a trade from Chicago and Dallas. So Olivia already coming in, looking to make big strides for the Sparks. Again, the Sparks went through some big changes in the offseason, getting Kennedy Carter in the trade from Atlanta, and then, of course, signing Liz Cambage, which was big for the Sparks. So now you've also got Lexi Brown in the mix. Lexi was a member of that WNBA championship team this past season with the Chicago Sky. Also, you add Jordan Canada in the mix as well. And then you've got also, how could you forget about NECA Ogwumike? NECA, you know, a tried and true veteran along with her sister Chinee. And then you got Katie Lou Samuelson coming in, who played for the Seattle Storm. I mean, who played briefly for the Seattle Storm. And of course, Christy Tolliver. And then you've got Jasmine Walker, who hopefully, you know, spent a lot of her time last season as well being hurt. So Los Angeles went through some changes, and, of course, they struck gold. They struck big in this offseason. And, of course, at number 19, they wound up drafting a talented one with Olivia Nelson Oduda. The Indiana Fever was next at pick number 20. They drafted Destiny Anderson from South Carolina. Again, Destiny, a member of Dawn Staley's national championship team. We saw what she did during the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. And, I mean, what can you say about Destiny? I mean, she balled and then some for the South Carolina Gamecocks. And I know Indiana is going to welcome her with open arms and a needed point guard, somebody that they needed desperately during this time. Again, Destiny, again, as I mentioned earlier, NCAA champion under Dawn Staley, was an All-American in 2021, first-team All-SEC in 2022, SEC All-Freshman team in 2019. So, again, kudos to Destiny for being selected by the Indiana Fever. At number 21, again, UConn continue to crank out WNBA prospects. Evina Westbrook was drafted by the Seattle Storm at number 21. At number 22, Kayla Jones was drafted by the Minnesota Lynx. She's played her college ball at North Carolina State. Coming in at number 23 is Aisha Shepherd, was drafted by the Las Vegas Aces. She played her college ball at Virginia Tech. And then Jordan Lewis was drafted by the Connecticut Sun. She played her college ball at Baylor. So, again, that takes care of the second round of the WNBA draft. Coming up, we'll recap the third round of the 2022 WNBA draft. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
.145/92 .180/111
.182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. It is Tom.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. So now let's conclude the recap of the 2022 WNBA draft. So let's go on out to the third round. And history was made in the third round pick number 25 belonged to the Indiana Fever, and they drafted Amisha Williams-Holiday. Amisha played her college ball at Jackson State. And what's so significant about this is because Amisha became the first first player from a historically black college and university to be drafted in the WNBA draft. So congratulations to Amisha Williams-Holiday, as she was number 25 in the third round representing Jackson State. Let's move along now to number 26, Phoenix Mercury had the pick. Of course, Phoenix wound up getting the pick in a trade from Atlanta. So the Phoenix Mercury drafted Maya Dotson from Notre Dame. Coming in at number 27, a player from Australia, the pick belonged to the Los Angeles Sparks. They drafted Amy Atwell. Amy played her college ball at Hawaii. Coming in at number 28, being drafted by the Minnesota Lynx, was Hannah Servin. Of course, she played her college ball at the University of South Dakota. So Hannah was drafted by the Minnesota Lynx. Number 29, this pick was huge. Of course, she's a native of Mali, and she played her international ball in Spain. Sika Kone was drafted by the New York Liberty. So again, I mentioned the Liberty earlier. This year is expected to be the year that she's going to jump over the team is going to go jump over the hurdle with Sabrina Ionescu, Michaela Onyanwere, Betnaija Laney, and now they drafted Niara Sabali, and now you can add Sika Kone from Mali, which is going to be big in this one. Next pick was number 30, Jasmine Dickey, was drafted by the Dallas Wings. She played her college ball at Delaware. Number 31, the Dallas Wings again had another pick. Dallas wound up getting this pick in a trade from Chicago. So Dallas drafted Jazz Bond. She played her college ball at North Florida. Next pick was number 32. It belonged to the Phoenix Mercury. And the Mercury drafted Macy Williams from IUPUI. So Phoenix at number 32 drafted Macy Williams. At number 33, the Seattle Storm was on the clock. They drafted Jade Melbourne, of course, who played her college ball, actually played her international ball at Australia. She's a native of Australia. Next pick was number 34, belonging to the Indiana Fever. Indiana wound up getting the pick in a trade from the Minnesota Lynx. The Fever would draft Allie Patberg. Allie played her college ball at Indiana. At number 35, the Las Vegas Aces, they drafted Faustine Ifua from LSU. Now, for those of you who may have not followed women's basketball, Faustine was a defensive machine for Kim Mulkey and the LSU Tigers. Faustine really came up clutch as at the center position, playing hard in the paint, getting the points, getting the rebounds, getting the block shots, getting all of the dirty work in the paint for Kim Mulkey during this past season at LSU. They fell just short, LSU losing to Ohio State, but Ifua comes to the Aces in a crucial time. Of course, Nikki Fargus is the president of the team, so she has ties to LSU. She coached the Tigers for many seasons, and now with the loss of Liz Cambage, and however, Las Vegas with the re-signing of Asia Wilson, and you've got De'Erica Hamby, who's the two-time WNBA Sixth Woman of the Year. That, again, they're going to, and of course, you can't forget about Kelsey Plum. Kelsey, who is also a Sixth Woman of the Year as well. And, of course, Kelsey won an Olympic gold medal. And then you've got also another Olympic gold medalist in Jackie Young. So, again, Nikki Fargus sticking with LSU. She made a great pick in the draft and early in the second round with Kayla Poynter. And now she winds up drafting Faustine Ifua out of LSU as Las Vegas drafts her at number 35. And the last pick of the 2022 WNBA draft at number 36, representing the Connecticut Sun. The Sun drafted Kiara Smith, who played her college ball at the University of Florida. So that wraps it up right there. That's the recap of the 2022 WNBA draft. For those of you that may have missed it, don't worry. I got you covered by giving you all of the picks. And until next time, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to Striving for It All.